I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein with the Greater Boston Area Forecast. It's Friday, the 30th of October. Well, here we go, the final Friday of the month. It's also the final Friday of Daylight Saving Time, and we have snow in the forecast. Depending on when and where you are listening to this, it may still be raining, but the snow is going to overtake the rain as we watch that rain snow line here this morning. Now, up across Northern Route 2 area and back through the Berkshires, continuing to push on through Boston. Probably getting into Boston this morning somewhere between about 7:30 and 9 o'clock in Greater Boston. That's the time of the changeover. I look for anywhere from a coating up to 3, maybe in the higher hills we'll see 4 inches of snow. So that's the range of snow. A lot of that will occur on the grassy surfaces, brick surfaces, tops of cars, less on actively traveled roadways. That's going to be the case, as it usually is in these first snow situations of the season. Now, temperatures will start in the mid to upper 30s, but be falling into the low 30s. And then eventually tonight, when we clear out, we're going down to the low to mid 20s. It's going to be a cold night, a hard freeze everywhere. There's little puddles out there. They're going to freeze with ice. Now, be careful later on today. Temperatures right around the freezing mark. We have the snow and leaves, which are wet on the roadway, so that can cause problems. And it's an outside chance that we see some power outages if that snow ends up sticking to some of these trees with all the leaves on them. So watch for that as well. Tomorrow, beautiful day, light winds, mid-40s. That's cold. We will melt most of the snow. And then tomorrow night, we have a full moon rising just around 6 o'clock. It is the first Halloween full moon since 1955. It's also a blue moon. It's the second blue moon in October, or the second moon in October, which is called a blue moon. We did have almost a full moon in 2001, but it didn't occur until just a couple of minutes after midnight that year, so it officially missed the Halloween full moon. Tomorrow night, it will be clear for the kids, around 40 degrees as they're going out, and then Sunday, becoming cloudy, milder into the 50s, showers likely Sunday night, and then much colder Monday and Tuesday, and then much warmer in the middle of the week. I think we may see 70 again in a few places by next Thursday. Have a great weekend, and don't forget to set your clocks back 1 hour Saturday night before you go to bed.